Are you awake? I think we need to talk. The voice was as loud as if there were a person speaking right next to me. I looked around the room, but despite the restorative sleep, I was still hearing things.
You're not hearing things. Well, you are.
But it's me you're hearing, your booby.
Booby? I whispered into the dimness. What happened to me?
Well, you were hit by lightning. No, I interrupted. What happened to me that I can hear you? Are you really there? Or am I crazy?
I'm here. You're not crazy.
I took a deep breath. So can you explain why I can hear you now?
It must have been the lightning doing something to your wiring. I can't explain it, but I felt it when you were hit.
Were you there? It felt surreal talking to a disembodied voice, but I had so many questions, and it sure sounded like my late grandmother. And even if I was crazy, it was kind of comforting talking to her.
I wasn't able to attend the wedding, unfortunately, but when the lightning hit you, it was like someone switched on a radio and I was tuned to your channel. That's the best way I can describe it.
Huh. But I'm glad it happened, she said. Personally, I wasn't so sure. It was very weird. What's it like to be dead? And what were you doing that you can be here but you couldn't come to Mom's wedding?
There was a very long pause. So long, I began to think she was gone, when she suddenly said, I'm sorry, but I can't tell you.
Oh, I said, a little disappointed. I mean, what's the use of talking to dead people if they can't tell you about being dead?
Sorry, Lila, I just can't. But as you can probably tell, I'm doing okay.
That's all you really need to know.
I guess that was some comfort.
I smoothed the blanket around me and looked out the window, trying to gauge what time it was. Had to be late. The hospital seemed so quiet.
So now what? I said.
Was my dead grandmother going to become a 24/7 fixture in my life?
I need you to help me.
My dead grandmother needed my help? For what?
Was there some old Mahjong crony of hers she needed help haunting?
No, nothing like that, she said. And even though it had been 4 years since she died, I could picture her standing there with her hands on her hips while she read my mind.
Wait a minute. You can read my mind?
No, but I could tell by the look on your face you were thinking something awful.
I don't know. I thought maybe you wanted to haunt someone.
What could you possibly need my help with?
We need to find your father a new wife.
Can we go back to my other idea? I think haunting would be so much easier.
I sighed, suddenly overwhelmed with fatigue. Dad is a hopeless case.
You're tired. Sleep on it. They're sending you home tomorrow and then we'll figure out what we're going to do.
It appeared I had no choice. I was going to be a ghost's accomplice in the matchmaking of my father.
Oh, this was going to be ghoulish, all right.
No longer able to fight the exhaustion, I closed my eyes, and as I began the spiral down to unconsciousness, my grandmother, the ghost, hummed a soft lullaby until I drifted off to sleep.